Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
6:47 in the a.m. College football. You called that one, Jeremy. Oklahoma over Alabama. What a good game. What a great game. However, Alabama, too many mistakes in this one.
Yeah, I'm glad
Oklahoma takes care of business.
I'm glad you started off with the one I got right this weekend. as I said, I had my three top plays. They were all blowouts. In the wrong direction for me. It's just like, whoa, I haven't missed that badly on a Saturday in a while, but I just don't know what Oklahoma is. And I felt like their defense is playing great. Alabama's offense, as much as I like Simpson and the wide receiving core they have there with Bernard and Williams. I mean, it's a really, really good group at Alabama. They played a lot of close games with, SEC opponents.
Right.
It's not like, I don't think anyone's really dominated the SEC. I mean, we were talking about A&M and, you know, what was going on with them this weekend. And it's like, all right, who's gonna cough this up? But I thought Oklahoma did everything they needed to do staying in that game and then finally pulling out a win. It does kind of mess up the playoff format now with them, because I'm wondering if a three-loss team is going to get in at some point when we do all these tiebreakers. And
Bama has two, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Florida State in this one, right? They had another one that they should have lost the South Carolina game?
Yep.
And then they somehow, some way won that.
You mean somehow, some way. South Carolina, that's what they do. They're benevolent.
I did like all the people showing the picture of the guy running the touchdown and said, he let him score. See, it's rigged. Well, no. If he didn't let him score, they weren't going to get the ball back and they were going to lose the game.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not rigged. It's
when
you watch the whole game, you understood why they did what they did. Any games that you liked over the weekend, Ed, you saw?
I didn't watch much college football this weekend.
I thought the Clemson
just hit a heater there. Hey, I just said, hey, what's going on, babe? What happened?
Did that happen? I'm struggling here a little bit. It's like a little bit.
Tell him Large Marge sent you.
Oh, okay.
Man, way back, Pee Wee Herman.
Damn. We still got to go to his little, that bar where that was the movie theater.
Dun, 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 dun.
I mean. Yeah.
You're talking about the movie theater where you got caught doing the knuckles.
Yes.
I thought college football began great on Friday night, that Clemson-Louisville game. Clemson with the one-point win on the road.
How about Clemson fumbling the ball down on the one? Like, what are you guys doing? Why are you doing? Like, I had Clemson that night, and what did I say? I don't know if you remember this on Friday. I was going, these cats, they do this all the time, where I hate betting on them because even if you win, they're going to make you sweat your ass off, and that's exactly what they did in that game.
The ones I followed, I mean, obviously Georgia, Texas, because I was hoping Texas would.
And that was one of my top plays. How'd Texas do again? They lose by 30?
25.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lost by 25. And then the other one was Texas A&M getting, nearly getting bounced by South Carolina.
Yeah.
And they should have. You're talking about a game they should have. South Carolina should have won.
No second half points.
Yeah, you brought up Alabama. Yeah. They went 30-3 against Texas A&M, man.
Yeah,
right. Give me a break. That and people were texting me, "Yo, Rob, how you do this? How you?" I'm like, "Look, man, you're new to this. I'm used to this. You know, like I was distraught. I'm not distraught. I know this team. I know this team better than you know this team."
As I would tell people, we're not built the same.
No.
Your dad made you hold a flashlight. My dad made me hold a fleshlight. It's not the same thing, guys.
No, I didn't say it.
Oh, you didn't say it? Oh.
No, that doesn't apply to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's exactly what you said yesterday.
That's what I take the conversation.
No, I thought you said it had to be.
You didn't think that.
I thought you said Spider.
No.
Oh. By the way, if you're looking ahead to this weekend,
mm-hmm.
what a weekend of games that we get. You get Pitt and Georgia Tech. And by the way, Georgia Tech gets Georgia next week. Tennessee, Florida, which should be a good one. But the one that everyone should have circled is BYU and Cincinnati.
Why?
Because one of those teams is going to get in the playoff.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's going to be Cincinnati after they beat BYU this weekend.
Do you like the automatic bids for conference champions? You think it's...
I think there should only be two.
What's that?
SEC and Big Ten.
Is that fair?
No, but it's the way it should be. Like, they're the biggest conferences. Like, get over yourself. Is it fair? No. Genetically, is it fair that I can't pee next to Rob Long in the bathroom because then I get pee shy?
Is that the way it should be?
No.
No. I mean, no, that's the way it should
be. That's how it should be. Life isn't fair.
First of all, you know I'm an SEC apologist. So I agree with you, but I just, you know, I can't say that.
Yeah. By the way, Ohio State, Michigan this weekend?
No.
It's November 29th. It's just on my slate. What they do is they put all the big games. Yeah, thank you for correcting me.
Yeah.
As I looked over and said, oh, it's not the 22nd, it's the 29th. But yeah, there's a bunch of good games this week.
Should be.
Michigan comes here.
That's not the category. That's not the category we're talking about, Ed.
You wanted to see Michigan in the first 3 or 4 weeks. They're not great, but they're starting to figure some things out.
Yeah. They are figuring it out. They're getting a little scary. The kid may be able to coach, man.
Yeah.
He might be. You know, sometimes you got to give a coach a chance to breathe.
Yeah. Lots of big games this week. Duke and Kansas and college hoops. But going back to last week, if you were talking about some of the games that we saw and how it came down, like, I'm really interested in Georgia Tech. I think that's become my team this year that I'm going to pull for.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them make a run. It's a different brand of football, and it's not a fun brand for most people. I love their coach. I love the way the players talk about him. He's a former offensive lineman, and it's just like, go do your job. And he expects you to do your job, and if you do yours, he's going to do his, and then everything will end up fine in the end. But watch, Georgia Tech's going to run into Indiana, and it's going to be, it's smoke their ass.
Do you think Indiana's going to be that team in the postseason? Do they have a real shot at winning the national championship?
I don't think they win the national championship. Do they have enough talent to do it? Yeah.
Won't they then?
Because I'm still a big believer in you got to lose before you win, and they haven't done it yet. They haven't got there and made some things happen. Now, you could say last year, you look at last year and how it went, but the way that they had it seeded, the whole thing was stupid, right? The worst teams are the ones getting the home games. They end up losing, and the other teams move on. So they'll figure it out.
That automatic bid again.
Yeah.
That automatic bid.
That's why I don't like it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.